Okay, this class is called Acting Lessons from the Synagogue, all right? We're going to be in Matthew chapter 6, but you got a second to get there, because I'm going to take you way back, and we got some good room up here. We're going to use it. It's about to get real in here, all right? We are going to do a little improv acting before class starts, okay? It's part of the class. It has a point, so... If you walked in here and thought, man, I wish I could start my acting career today, this is your chance, all right? About to happen for you. A lot of cameras, a lot of people record things. You never know what could happen. This could be it, all right? And you'll tell people one day, I got famous because I was in this class, and this is where it happened. Acting lessons from the synagogue. So I was in an acting group when I was back in high school for 6 years. I'm not going to do the acting. I'm going to be the director in the skit. You guys are going to be doing the acting. I'm going to let you guys get a chance, okay? We do need a clear doorway because we're going to be running in and out just for the first part of class. So if you guys all want to slide down this way, you probably won't get run over. We're going to use this area and right through here. So this, let me set this scene up. We're going to do the same scene a few different ways. And if you would like to be in this scene, because we do need some volunteers, or it kind of doesn't work. Hold on. Hear what you're volunteering for, okay? Yeah. First thing you're going to learn in school, do not raise your hand until you know what you're volunteering for. Put them down. Let me preview the scene. It's really simple. The skit is called Father, I'm Dying, okay? All right. You've done this one? Okay. It's a very old skit, all right? So, Father, I'm dying. I'm going to need, don't raise your hand yet, hear all the parts, because you may want to change parts. And thought, oh, man, I want to, so we're not going through that. I need a son and or a daughter, either part of work. Right, put your hand down. Did you just hear that part? Okay. Wait till the end, till I read all the parts, and you decide, do you want to be in it? Okay. A son or a daughter. Your main part of this skit, and you are dying, okay? So your line, you really have the only scripted line. The rest of it you make up. The line is, Father, I'm dying. Okay? That's the name of the skit. So put your hand down. If your hand's up, I'm not picking you. All right. First, then we need a first and second, one or two other siblings. So that could be a boy or a girl, either one. You're concerned about your dying brother or sister who comes in from the doorway, and they come to the front and they tell you they're dying. Okay? So that's part of the skit. You also need... Obviously, you need a father because you're telling your father you're dying, okay? But the father is going to be outside the door. They're going to come in after they get called, right? The mother will be in the house with the other two siblings, all right? You guys are acting normal, doing whatever you do up here in your living room area, and your sibling comes in and says you're dying, okay? And then you act like you're dying. And what does the mother do? Of course, you go to the mother first, right? So I need a mother. And the mother's going to, what do you always do when someone dies? There you go. You call someone, okay? So the mother's going to say, quick, call the ambulance. So I need two paramedics to come in from the back, okay? And it's about that time. If you want to be a paramedic, not a big role, you get in the door, and usually that's about when I end the skit as the director, and we do it a different way, okay? Everybody ready? All right. So those are our parts, son or daughter. Okay, you've been really anxious. This is the main part. Are you up for this? Okay. Oh, she is acting before. Okay. Son or daughter. She's our daughter, and she's dying, and your line is what?
Father, I'm dying.
Father, I'm dying. Okay. One or two other siblings. Okay. Well, did she volunteer you, or do you really want
to
be in it?
I wanted to. She has to remember.
Okay. Because, you know, that's when I bring you in the skit, if you volunteer someone. All right. We got one here. Faith is real anxious. Okay.
Jeremy.
So we have two other siblings. All I have three girls, so this is kind of like a home situation going on. Mother. We need a mother. A mother. Okay. So you're the mother. You're going to be very concerned because your daughter's going to come in.
Yes.
And these two are going to help with that. All right. You don't know each other yet, but now you're related. All right. You're going to be taking care of your sister who's dying. One of you says... We'll call the police. Oh, not the police. Ambulance. All right. Call the ambulance. And I need a father. I need a father. All right, this guy back here looks very fatherly. You want to be a paramedic?
Sure.
One paramedic. Declan is our other paramedic. Okay. I'm so sorry, but that's all the parts. Let's get to the skit. Okay. If you're in a skit, get up and come up here. If you're a paramedic and a father, you're in the hallway. Okay.
You are my children.
You are going to start out here. and you are going to come into the house and inform them that you are in fact what? Dying. Okay, y'all ready?
Are they my children?
They're your children. You guys are acting normal, doing whatever you're doing in the house. Maybe you're hanging out. Okay, if you need a chair, you want to borrow a chair, sit down, or whatever. Whatever you want to do. Someone's sweeping the floor, whatever. You make it up. This is improv. You ready? Don't step on this limited dish here. Okay. Here we go. Quiet on the set. I'm the director. That's a lot of attention for one daughter going on over here. Okay. Go.
I'm dying.
What's wrong with you?
I'm dying.
Call the ambulance. I need you to call 911, please.
I'm dying.
What is wrong with you?
911. Ambulance. We need an ambulance.
The ambulance comes in. The father's been called. Someone call the father.
Call your dad. I need you to call your dad now.
Daddy.
Okay, cut. All right, listen. All right, that's good. Let's reset. Back to your parts.
I think I just broke my arm.
All right, please don't break your arm. Or anyone else's. Okay, same place. You're going to do it a different way. All right, that really didn't work for me as a director. I want to see it a little differently. Let's try this a Western style, okay? Western style, you ready? All right, Western style, let's go. Western style. I kind of want to see another angle of this, okay? Are you ready? We need to clear the door because this one can get careful in the front. You ready? Ninja style, okay? Ninja style. Be careful. Please don't hurt yourself. All right. Oh, man.
I'm dying.
Get your son up.
Okay, good job. Give him a hand. All right, back to your spot. Let's try this. Okay, no, hold on. We're not done yet. We're not done. Yet. Oh, no.
Please, keep going.
Okay. Hey, they are having a class next door, and they're probably wondering, what the world? Why didn't I go to this class? Extremely sad, okay? Extremely sad. You ready? Like, very dramatically sad. Okay, give me a hand. Back to your spot. All right. We're not done yet. Here's the next one. Okay. Okay. I know it's really funny because this next one is going to be extremely funny. Okay? Extremely funny. Oh, we can do it in Spanish. Yeah, you want to mix it up? Let's do it. Let's mix it up. Spanish! Here we go. Ready? Quiet on the set. Spanish. Go. How's your Spanish?
I don't know
any Spanish. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I'm here. Oh, no. I'm here.
¿Qué pasa?
Mi amor.
Okay, cut, cut. We got two more. You ready? Two more.
Uno, dos.
So much finish. Okay. All right. Slow motion. Okay. Slow motion. Go.
Slow motion.
Slow motion. Last one, last one. Okay. All right. Now listen, pay attention, because this just changed a little bit. You are actually going to die this time, okay? It ends with you coming in, and she's dead, okay? This one is called Extremely Fast, okay? You ready? Extremely Fast. Don't get hurt. Go.
I'm dying! Ah! What's going on? Mother! Ambulance!
Pull
what's going on? I need you to do something.
Dead.
No,
don't have one.
She's dead.
Okay, give him a hand, guys. Give him a hand. All right, give him a hand. You guys go back to your seats. Thank you very much. All right. Yes, I moved that. I thought she was going to really die. Hey, I'm going to pass out these. Okay, if you have your Bible and want to use that, you can. If there's not enough copies of this, just look on with somebody, and you guys can share that. So grab, hopefully there's enough. I think there will be enough, but that had a major point to class, so we'll tell you about that, okay? That wasn't just for fun, although that was a lot of fun. So appreciate y'all doing that. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 6, and we've got a big section of verses that we're going to look at. But this is called acting lessons from the synagogue, okay? What's the point of all that? I think we often feel like we've been given a script and we know what part we're supposed to play in it. We know where and when we're supposed to be what, okay? Think about that. Maybe that's where you are in life. Maybe that's when you go to church. You know you're supposed to act this way and not that way. You know what's appropriate, what you should say, what you should do. The actions that you take are very scripted sometimes. And you know when I'm in this place or in this situation, this is how I act. When I go here, now I act like this. And it depends on who you're around and who you need to be. And we often change the cue up like that in life. Right? And Jesus is going to get to the heart of this in these verses that we're going to look at. The first 18 verses of Matthew chapter 6. He really wants you to see that script is very different than we often portray it. Okay? This is nothing new. Jesus is aware that we sometimes become different people in different places, and we follow different scripts depending on where we are. And he addresses that right here. So we're going to read the first 16 verses of that. So somebody want to read that for me? My throat's been going. If you, Ty, you're in the back. You want to read that for me? Ty's a loud guy. You're a very loud guy. Good job, man. Appreciate that. All right. First 18 verses. Y'all follow with Ty on there.
Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you get to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today your daily bread and forgive our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received the reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and you wash your face, so that it will be not obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
Okay. There's a lot of negative things in here. Do this, don't do that. And that's how it kind of appears. But look at the first couple words. Beware that you practice your righteousness. Okay? Let's pull that out of there. Because what we really should be doing is practicing righteousness, right? And the warning from Jesus is beware. He didn't say don't practice righteousness. He said be careful how you do it. And he wants you to remember you should be practicing righteousness, right? That's the first thing. And that's what they're hearing. These people are involved in these things, right? But they're doing them in a different way. He says, beware doing that. What is righteousness? You guys know what that word means? What's righteousness? Let's fill in this blank. Doing what is
right.
Oh, you guys do know what it means, right? Doing what is right is righteousness, okay? And doing what is right in the eyes of God. And following God's commandments. They were given, and you've heard this in other classes, because this has to do with a lot of the law that they were given in Matthew 6 through 8. And so he's given them, Moses has 613 commandments that God gave to Moses, and that's what they're under, and that's what they're following. And what they did with those commandments, they took them and said, well, if God said this is what it takes to be righteous and holy and pure, and this is what it means to follow God, I'm going to take this even farther, okay? And if I do that, then I will be even more holy and more righteous and more, I will look even better in the eyes of God, right? That's what they assume. So they said, we're not even going to follow God's commands. Let's make up 1,000 more and add to those commandments. And then when you follow those, now you're even more righteous. All right, so how did that start out? With the intention of, here's the line. If God said, don't do this, not only am I not going to do this, I'm not even going to do this, right? I'm not even going to get close to the line. I'm going to make the line farther back here. But what happened was they started taking those commandments of staying away from the line and adding to them their own commandments. And now they're, and this is also in the Bible where it says they're teaching as commandments the commandments of men, right? And not the commandments of God. So what have they done with these added things to the 613 commandments? Think about that. What did that give them if they just had followed God's commandments, 613 commandments that they had, instead of adding all these other things to appear what? More what? More righteous. All right? The page I gave you is the whole text, but for me, I'm a visual learner, so I like to see it. And then I start seeing patterns in there and those verses, and I said, well, that's in there a lot, or that's underlined. I start highlighting things, make things different colors, because I learn better that way instead of just read it. That way you get to see patterns that are appearing in what he's given. Okay? Does everybody have a copy? Is there any copies left? Okay. All right. So hopefully you see that. But they're becoming more important in whose eyes? Whose eyes? Other people's eyes, right? So you have that in your page in green there. It says, in order to be seen by them, right? So that became important to them. They were practicing righteousness to be seen by people, right? So instead of saying, I want to follow these commandments so God sees what I'm doing, so I am pleasing God, so I am living righteously like he's outlined for me to live, I'm going to practice righteousness to be seen by other people. And Jesus immediately says, beware of practicing righteousness for that reason. What we're doing is not to be seen by other people, but we are supposed to be practicing righteousness. So they wanted to give the idea that if I practice even more than I'm required, look at me, right? And when you walk down the street, and that's what they were doing, the Pharisees and the Jewish leaders, they were following the commandments. And then they said, let's add some more. And they had things like tying scriptures to your arm, right? Because this is some of the imagery given to them in the Old Testament. So they were not just tying a little bit. They want to see, they put them in little boxes on their arms, and they tie that box around them. And they put the box on their head, and they put a box on their arm. And these boxes got bigger, the scriptures got longer. You know, look what I'm carrying. Look at the righteous life I'm living. And as they walked down the street, they wanted to be seen for doing those things. So he's mentioning several of those things. The way they give, the way they pray, the way they fast. All of them, what do you see in green? Why were they doing them? To be seen by others, right? So we are supposed to practice righteousness, but Jesus says, be careful who you're practicing it for. The watchers, whose attention are you trying to get? Yeah? Jesus is going back and forth between two audiences, right? There's the audience watching you. Maybe as those of you in the skit, maybe you thought, this is going to be good. You know, I was that role that you had. I was using my role in our improv skit. I was the one dying. I loved it. We loved to make it as crazy as we could and fun as we could. And I did things on purpose that I knew would be funny that I know have worked other places we performed because I knew it worked. And I knew the reaction I would get from other people, right? And if you all practiced that longer, you would be throwing in more things and thinking of things that make your exact role look better, and man, that's even funnier now, and we did this even better for the next crowd. And we're always looking for the next crowd. And Jesus says, be careful with that. Whose attention are you trying to get? Do you want to be seen by the Father or by people? You have to answer that question, because really what Jesus is getting at in this entire section is motive. What is your motive for the actions you have? Okay. If you don't know me, I cry. I try not to, but I do. So they were following things in order to impress people. Okay. Is it easier? Let me ask you this. Is it easier to be religious when you know you have an audience? Is it easier to be righteous when you know you have an audience? Yeah?
Depends on which audience.
Depends on which audience. Yeah? Depends on which ones you want to be seen by, right? And they knew the answer to that question. They knew exactly who they wanted to be seen by. Okay? Whoever lifts them up for what they're doing, right? And sometimes that's our answer is, well, I know these people will think more of me if I act this way. And if there's no audience, well, we don't need an audience. We create one, don't we? Just put this on social media. Now I've got an audience, right? Every platform you want. I go viral with my actions, right? Here's what I did today. We went and helped this person, did that. Well, now we've created our audience, and we're waiting for their reaction, aren't we? How many people liked that? How many people saw that? Oh, man, that was viewed how many times? I want to do that again. We should do something like that again. And now why are you practicing righteousness? We like the option of that, don't we? We like the option of having an audience because that's easier. We know when to turn it on. We know when to turn it off, right? We know when we're supposed to be what and when we're not because we have an audience. And the audience directs our actions. Like I was directing your skit. Here's what I want you to do. Here's how you need to act right now. And all of you switched and said, okay, it's Spanish. Let's do that, okay? Whatever it is, but your audience directs your actions. that's not as demanding, is it, to have an audience of people? Because we know when we can turn it off, we know when we turn it on. But we have another audience, God says. God sees us win. Right. In fact, there's one I realized in the first class I didn't highlight in verse 6. He says it several times. Your Father who sees when? In secret. 4 times in here. He says it. Adds that part every time. In secret. Your Father sees. One you go out and search out for, the people who you want to see you, and one sees you all the time. The Father sees. Right? He sees what's done in secret. That's a lot harder to be who you're supposed to be. Right? All the time. Practicing righteousness all the time. That's not a, when there's people watching, I'll practice righteousness. When it's convenient, when it'll make me look better, when it'll make me feel better, when I get something out of it, when I get something back for it. You know, we do service projects sometimes, and ironically, you have people ask me, what do we get by doing this? What am I going to get out of this? Are you serious? You get a reward from your Father who sees what's done in secret. I think that should be enough for us, right? But we practice righteousness, and God is watching what's done in secret. That's all the time. That's a lot more demanding of us, and that's a lot harder way to live than what we practice and what these people Jesus is talking to practiced in order to be seen. Okay? So you have the watchers. He talks about the giving. He says, but when you give, someone is trying, what are they trying to do with their giving? Verse 2 says, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites. How do people give today? I don't have a board, I'd draw something for you, but how do people give today? What does it look like when they give with trumpets? We don't, you know, no one's blowing trumpets and then dropping money in the basket, right? How does this work now? Giant check, yes, all right? I want to give you this giant check. It's worthless because you can't cash that. You could take a little one to the bank, right? No one walks in the bank with that thing, right? Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it was like, she's been in my class twice. She likes it so much. Yep. So you have a giant, you know, we give a giant check. We get our name on the building. Look what I gave, $11 million. I built this school right here. You know, whatever it is, there's not a lot of secrets sometimes with our giving, right? We want to be seen for what we do. And we give. I lead a trip to Honduras every year, and we raise money to go, of course, and it's kind of amazing to me as a group leader to see people who come up to me secretly and give. And their words are, I don't want anyone to know. That's practicing righteousness the right way. That's giving the right way. And I have to give it to somebody, so I get to experience that as God experiences it. Pure. And that's what they're giving. Because they don't want anyone to know. They're not doing it to be seen. And they're adamant about that. Make sure no one knows I gave you this. And it's often from people who can't afford to give that. And I'm even more blown away. But when you give, if I give like that, no one will see me. No one will think better of me. No one will know what I've done. That's often our thought. And God says, I am the God who sees in secret. What's the end of that verse every time? 4 times. What does God say? As he sees what you do in secret. That's why we wear flannel shirts. Because you can do it. What does he say you'll do in secret? He will what? He will reward you. Now, whose attention do you want to seek now? People who will maybe rewards you, maybe forget about you 5 seconds later when someone else has a bigger check, and man, that guy looks even better than you. Where's your audience? Where's your crowd? It's not real anyway, right? You don't continue to be that person who practices righteousness that consistently, because we're not that consistent. We've lost our audience. But God says, I see what you're doing in secret, and I will reward you. This word reward, I think we answered that question. What do you want a reward from? Who do you want it from? This word reward in the Greek, in short, I'm not going to bore you with Greek definitions, but it really means what you get because of what you did. Okay? It's not always a positive thing. Here in Matthew, he's making it that way, right? But it's also a negative thing in Matthew chapter 6. They've already received their reward, he says. Right? These people, oh, I'm okay. I cry all the time. It's all right. I'm used to it. Usually my daughter will come up and like give me, yeah, like, it's okay. Go sit down. Okay? But in the Old Testament, you have Proverbs and Psalms. You read all these verses about evil people doing evil things, and then it says they receive the reward for which they were due. Right? You don't want that reward for that evil that they've done. So it can be talked about in both ways, but really it means what you get because of what you did. Yeah? Could be evil, could be a consequence because of what they did. But the other side of that is given, the reward is given to those who do what is right for the right reason, in the right way, with the right motives. Right? It's not to be seen by men. In fact, they avoid being seen at all. Those people are always aware, though. Here's the difference. They're being seen by God. You're aware of one or the other, and you're actively pursuing one or the other. These people pursuing righteousness in verse 1 in order to be seen by people know that. They go out and they search for those people to watch them. And they often don't practice righteousness if there's no audience. Okay? The other side of it is very aware that there is a God who sees what is done in secret all the time. And because they know that, they practice righteousness. And Jesus says, you've forgotten that. You have forgotten God sees you all the time. And he is going to reward what you do in secret. That could be a bad thing. That could be a good thing. And I hope that we're found practicing righteousness in secret. Because he repeats it again. As your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Okay? 3 times he repeats that. Because he wants you to remember who the reward comes from. You know, it's a difference between getting, maybe you get a quarter. My kids love, every place we go in to eat, they have those little vending machines. You get a quarter and you turn the thing. Oh, it's like a bunch of garbage and we throw it away in a week because, you know, it's all over the place and they don't want it anymore anyway, right? It's that kind of thing. That's the favor from men. You know, good job. Well, now you don't even care and now you want something else again, right? Because that didn't do anything. Or it's the favor from God that is so filling. That reward, that feeling, that recognition from God himself you get. And you want more of that. And that is lasting. That's what you should seek. And Jesus says we often seek things that are worthless. Praise from people. There's a group mentioned in here called the hypocrites. Okay? And this is the word they use. And Jesus uses it. Look how many times it's in here. The hypocrites. Don't be like the hypocrites. Verse 2, verse 16. He continues to talk about it. Verse 5. I think I may have missed highlighted one. He refers to the Gentiles even as in that category. Verse 7. But then he adds this phrase in verse 8. I've underlined it. What does it say? Do not be like them. Right? Let's go back and understand that word, okay? We use this word, we kind of know what it means now, but to them it started out as just a job description. It was someone who was an actor, Someone who had a role in a play and they were called a hypocrite. Okay? And you may say, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a hypocrite in this play down here. And that was not a weird thing to say. It was, they were an actor. They were someone who portrayed something totally different than they actually were. Right? Now we know that and we use it in the way Jesus is using it. As a liar, as a fake person, as somebody who is not something that they really are, right? Who says they're one way and then they go and live another way. That's a hypocrite. We know that. Jesus knows that. And he's continuing to use them as an example of those who practice righteousness to be seen by men. Right? You're not really righteous. You've missed the point of righteousness. You're misusing righteousness to get what you want. They're simply really a hypocrite. So we have that word reserved for them for that reason, right? Verse 8, he says again, do not be like them. So go back and look, though, before we beat them to death. What were they doing? Verse 8. Or not anywhere in this section. What were these people that Jesus is referring to as hypocrites, what were they doing? Okay, verse 2. What were they doing? Let's just find some key verbs in this section. What were they doing? Action words, right? Verbs. You guys are students. You should know what a verb is. What are they physically doing? Okay, they're getting praise, but what did they do to get the praise? Faith? They're giving to the needy. Okay, there's one. What else? Verse 5. When they're praying, okay? Go down to verse 16. They're fasting. Time out. Okay, these hypocrites are praying, giving, and fasting, right? All spiritual things that are, God says they're good to do for practicing righteousness. These are things you should be doing, right? Okay? Hypocrites are doing them. So it's not that they weren't doing the wrong thing. They were doing it, what?
Wrong. In the wrong way.
In the wrong way for the wrong motives, right? Because all of them end, in all of those sentences where you find what they were doing, it ends with, as the hypocrites do. Do not be like the hypocrites when you do this. Because Jesus is not saying, don't stop giving, don't stop praying, don't stop fasting. He's saying, don't do it like them. Because look how they're doing it. They're only doing it to be seen, right? Are we guilty of that? Do we, in a way, try to do both? We try to practice righteousness and try to be seen at the same time? Yeah. I mean, how hard would it be to go do good things and not tweet about it when you got done, right? Whew, that's tough, man. I mean, even as a youth minister, I want to post good things our group does, right? I want people to know because I'm proud of them. But then I have to remember, we didn't do that to be seen, to be recognized. We did that because God saw, right? We should be practicing righteousness. We can be guilty of that. We can be guilty with finding people to watch us and not caring whether God saw or not. God shouldn't just be happy with us. He should reward us as people reward us as well, right? Jesus says it doesn't work like that. You need it to flip that upside down. It doesn't matter if anyone saw. It matters if Jesus, if God saw what is done in secret, okay? So God's a director, and he's brought you into the story. He's given you a role, and sometimes instead of playing it for real, you go through your lives with these filters. You might have any filters, right? And you say, here's the image I want you to see. Here's what I'm going to put out there for real. Here, I'm going to create and write my own story, and this is what it's going to look like. It's going to look like whatever Instagram filter I want to put on it, okay? Whatever Facebook storyline I want to make, right? How many times did you take that selfie to make it look exactly like that, right? I passed these girls driving the other day, two of them on the side of the road, and one's holding the camera. I mean, they were like 10 years old. The other one's trying to take her picture, and man, it's over and over again.
So they're just creating this fake reality. How many times do we do that in our story? So we're seen certain ways, right? And we filter our lives and we act like everything is okay. And the reality is, like our skit, we're dying. And we need to say that. Father, I'm dying. Spiritually dying. For real. And we don't say that. We say other things. We make it funny. We make it sarcastic. We make it, I'm okay. I'm fine. We change the script because that sounds better. That looks better. Makes us feel better. And the reality is, we are dying. And we need to be real with that before men and before God. Because God already knows what's done in secret, right? And he's a director who wants honest behavior. God rewards our honest behavior, not our fake lives. Instead, though, we put perfume on ourselves. We pretend that we are not hurt. We're not wounded. We're not spiritually dying. We're fine. When's the last time you answered that question when someone said, how are you doing? I'm fine. We're not fine. We keep saying it. And we crop, we edit, we retake, we repost our lives, and they look good before men. Look at me. And let's be honest, God's not really going to be impressed with our Instagram feed, right? He doesn't care what you put on there. He's not liking that. And he said, you know what? I just want to see the real you. That's what I want. Not the one you broadcast to the world. And he knows when he sees that, you didn't do it for him, you did it for the likes. God's not liking that. He does not like action done, not for recognition, but for things done with a pure heart. That he rewards. Here's the whole point of the class. We may be done early. I don't know. I think we're right on time. If you're out early, I'm going to give you the time to go find your next class. So you're ahead of everybody else. So here's the whole point. Okay? This giving, praying, fasting. Go back and read and study. I wish we had a longer class to talk about those things, even about how they are practicing righteousness. The giving, praying, the fasting, the religious living, they're all things that can be used as a vehicle to either bring favor and attention to you from God or from men. Think about that. They will either bring favor to you from God or from men. Jesus wants you to examine your motives. What is your heart and your mind and your devotion to Him? Here's your last question today. What are your motives for acting the way you act? What are your motives for acting the way that you act? Are they to be seen by God or to be seen by men? That's the point of this whole section in Jesus' words. Thank you guys for coming today. I appreciate your time.